glory land is not so far away, and we'll reach it some glad day. Heaven's home is now my final goal, there to live while
the little big town, and it is growing rapidly, Brother Trail, and so getting so populated around here. But welcome, so glad to see you. And December's here. December, doesn't the church look beautiful? And love the Christmas decorations, love everything that has been put up. And so you know who you are, and thank you for doing so. And our wonderful tree of remembrance there at the foyer, and so we're going to be doing that again this year. If you like to hang an ornament in honor of someone who has went on to be with the Lord, then feel free to do so. That's what we like to do. It is our Christmas tree of remembrance, and so that's a beautiful thing. Got a lot going on today. I do want to mention this first, that we have the ladies' Christmas CLU just following the morning service, I believe. And their fellowship. So they're going to have a good time this afternoon. So remember that, ladies. Food, fellowship, fun. So it is that time of year where everybody gets together. I know we have some Sunday school class get-togethers this December. Got a lot of things going on. And the tree lot's booming, I'm sure, Brother Brian. And I've heard some updates there of trees coming in, trees going out. What? There it is. You heard it. So what a blessing for that ministry. We appreciate that, everybody having part in that. And we're going to shoot for the 15th, which is a Sunday after next, for communion in the morning service. And that's what we're aiming for. So remember that Christmas communion on the 15th that morning. And then on the 22nd, we're going to do a combined, from as much as I know, and we put together a combined youth adult service on the 22nd morning and night. So we felt like that's the best time to have our youth Sunday. But also the adult choir will have part in that, and I believe they're still working out the details. So put that on your calendar. Be looking forward to that as they carry the service then. Not sure if I'm going to be here then or not, but we're not really sure how much I will be here on Wednesday nights or Sunday nights this month. But we do have people in place to carry the services, and so we appreciate you understanding that. We want to get as much done in this month of December that we possibly can to honor the Lord Jesus Christ for coming into this old, cold, dark world and dying for old sinners such as us. So just remember that. Grab a bulletin if you would, and stay up to date what's going on. Remember Lucy Godfrey. She's been visiting with us some time now, and she was sick last Sunday. She texted me this morning, and she has relapsed on that sickness, she said, but she will be watching. She's basically family, and so if you're watching, Miss Lucy, we love you, we appreciate you, and get well soon. Looking forward to seeing you soon. Again, we got men on our prayer list, and something special I want to do this morning. I want to pray for Lily. Her surgery will be on Wednesday, and we got to be there, I believe, like around 5 a.m. in the morning, Scottish Rite, there in Dunwoody, Sandy Springs. So what we want to do is, if we could, I want to take this time, this moment right now, Lily, if you would, I'd like for you to go down and sit on the front pew there. As she's going down front, let me just say, for 22 years, I've been saved for 22 years, and I prayed for people. Even before I started pastoring, I prayed for people in their surgeries, went there. But this one's a little different. This one's my girl. I will ask all that would, I like for my deacons to come down first and surround my daughter and my wife, if you would. I thank so much of you men. I appreciate you. And then everybody else, if you would like, and you're able and you like to, I just ask from the church to come on down front to help us pray for our girl. She's going to be a senior next year. Grace Christian Academy is shutting down, so we're going to a different school to finish out that. So there's a lot going on between this year and next year. She'll have her license next year. We're talking about college next year. And so God is just getting started with you, honey. So we just love you so much. We appreciate you. I do want to, if I can just park the waters a little bit.
Yes, sir.
There's a few verses I want to read this morning. The first one is in Isaiah 42, verse 16. Just give me a minute to get there. Isaiah 42 in verse number 16. God gave me this verse, Lily, about 10 years ago. Okay? And if y'all just indulge me for a moment. Within those 10 years, we've had some good doctor visits, and we've had some rough ones. And it's taken 10 years to get me to a place where I'm ready to help walk you through this with Mom. But Isaiah 42, verse 16, the Bible says, "And I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them and not forsake them." We've never been this way before. This is huge in our family. This is a new season for us. But the Bible says He will lead the blind. And I'm grateful to God this morning that when we go down new paths, God is there to lead us. And there's an unseen hand. There's another verse I want to read. And it's Isaiah 41:10, where the Bible says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." We are clinging to God's word that He is going to strengthen you, that He's going to help you and uphold you, but me and Mom too. Another verse I want to read, and then we're going to pray. These were just verses that's been on my heart this past week. Joshua chapter number 1 and verse number 9. "Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest." Those are just some verses that I wanted to share this morning. You already know God's with you. We're here. The church is here. And I want to thank everybody for your prayers that you have been praying so far. And something special happened the other day. We were invited to go to the Jason Crabb, I won't say concert, but it was. And comedian Mickey Bell. And we had VIP tickets to go to the back and meet him. And it's been on my heart to ask Jason, would he pray for Lily? And so they were shutting the meeting out, and Mickey Bell said, "We're going to have Jason take us to prayer, take us to the Lord a word of prayer." And I asked Jason Crabb, I said, "Would you pray for my girl? She's getting ready to have back surgery." He said he most certainly will. He got down on one knee and held her hand and prayed for her. That meant so much to me. And so I'm going to do the same, honey. In church, if you want to pray silently, pray out loud, follow me in prayer, or just sit there and be still, just do so. But I'm just going to pray for you. I love you. And you know God's going to see us through, okay? This is probably a bigger challenge for me and Mom than you. You look pretty confident. And I thank God for that. Father, we come to you in the Lord Jesus' name, God's name, Jesus' name. And Father, you are the great physician. Lord, I prayed for so many people and their surgeries and their seasons of life, Lord, that they have been going through the years. But Lord, this morning, I pray for our daughter. Lord, this is Christy and I. This is our Isaac. This is our only one. And God, this morning we present you with our darling daughter. God, I wish there could have been another way. But God, you said in your word that you'll lead us in ways we've not known. You'll be a guide to the blind. And you'll make crooked things straight, God. Father, you said that you would strengthen and uphold and help. And so, God, this morning I'm asking you in the sweet, powerful name of Jesus that you would touch my girl. God, that you would touch the doctors. God, that you would touch the nurses. Lord, let this be the best surgery Dr. DeVito has ever done. And God, I pray that you'll silence all emotions that are going through mine and Christy's head. And the devil getting on our shoulder in those quiet moments. Lord, I know, God, that you're going to see her through. And I know that you're greater than the devil. And Father, I know that this is your will. And thank God, Lord, that we have insurance and all these things to help and take care of our girl. Thank God. Thank God. But Lord, this morning, I pray for Christy as well, that you would strengthen her and touch her mind, Lord. Encourage her heart, God. Oh, God, I just pray that you bring our family safely through this and that you'll get glory for it, Lord, as a result of this new season we're about to walk into. Thank you so much for our church family. Thank you so much for their support and love. And Lord, in all the things that you've shown us in recent days, from the Christmas lights on the house, dear God, from BJ's granddaughter that's going to help assist Lily in her recovery, Lord, and just all the things that you've done. Thank you for my praying friends and family. This morning, Lord, just touch our girl. And Father, I pray that you would let this correct her problem, that she may go on and excel in life and be all that you want her to be. There is no doubt that will happen. We love you, Father. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray with thanksgiving in our hearts. Amen. 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 Love you so much, baby. Ooh. I'm too young for that, ain't I?
Reason I didn't get down there.
Thank you. Me and you both would have fell over.
Church, as the choir gets back into the choir loft this morning, would you stand and turn with me to page 120? I am so thankful that we can have victory. Amen. And that victory comes through Jesus. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Seemed like the choir got it. I'm not sure everybody else has. You're probably just trying to get rearranged out there. But we can have victory in Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. All right, let's sing a verse and a chorus of that. We'll have the ushers down and move forward this morning.
Well, I heard an old, old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. All my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing blood.
Amen. Thank you. You can be seated. Choir, you can be seated as well. Choir will meet this afternoon at 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock for choir practice. And please pray. We've got a Christmas is right around the corner. And the adult choir will have that morning service on the 22nd. And we're very excited about that. But it's a little challenging because we only have a few weeks left. So please be much in prayer for the choir as we try our best to put together a program that will honor and glorify him. And that's exactly what we want to do. It's great to see you in the house of the Lord. Let me make one announcement this morning, then we'll have a word of prayer. This coming week, there will be no meal train. What we would like, what I've been asked to announce is that if you want to give a gift card for the family and for them, for what, I mean, they're going to be going through a lot. And I'm not sure exactly how long that the stay will be in the hospital, but rather than have a meal train, we're asking that if you'd like to give a gift card, that you can do that. That would be very much appreciated. And so please remember that this week if you want to share and try and help as they go through this over the next days. And that would be tremendous encouragement to them and very helpful to them. Rather than try and get, you know, green beans and potato salad all together, if you could just, if you would like to give toward that, just get a gift card, and that would be so much appreciated and so helpful. All right. But let's ask the Lord to be with us this morning. And we're very thankful to be in the house of God. I'm glad that the children's home's here with us this morning. And I know that's probably a little easier morning for you and day for you. And because they've been traveling, and they've been hitting the streets and going. And but I'm thankful for traveling mercies. Please pray for the tree lot. Let's just pray for one another. It's great to be in the house of the Lord this morning. Lord, we love you, and we praise you, and thank you for the opportunity that we have. Lord, what a meeting that's going to be on the other side. But Lord, until then, Lord, help us to have great meetings here. And Lord, we'll have those great meetings because of the Holy Spirit. And Lord, I pray that you'd fill this place with the Holy Spirit today. Lord, we feel your presence. And Lord, I pray that you'd be with this family, our pastor and Lily and Christy. And Lord, we just lift them up to you this morning. And Lord, we want to continue to do that in prayer in the days to come. You know exactly what is needed. Now, Lord, I pray that you'd be in the service this morning. Be with our pastors. He brings the message in a few moments. The choir, Lord, as we sing, accept our worship and our praise. Bless the offering, both the gift and the giver. We'll praise you and thank you for all that's accomplished here today at Calvary. In Jesus' name, amen.
I've not always been faithful, but he has. I've not always been graceful, but he has. I've not always been true, but he's always come through. He has, yes, he has. I tell him I'm not strong, but he says I am. And I say I can't go on, but he says I can. Well, I've not loved everyone, and I've not always overcome, but he has. Yes, he has. Oh, and he has been the greatest friend that I have ever known. And he has paid the debt.
Appreciate the singing this morning. I want to say this before we get going in the message. We're just asking for no visitors there at the hospital on Wednesday. And there's different reasons why, but for one, health purposes, and things like that with Lily and her recovery and her surgery. And so it's going to be us and maybe a couple of family members. But so just pray, and that's the most important thing. So just no visitors on Wednesday. We'll probably be there a couple nights, and then we'll be coming home, and we'll go from there. But thank you for all your love and support. We appreciate it. All right. Well, has anybody got anything to mention before we get started? I just thought I'd throw that in there. Okay. If not, Hosea chapter number 14.
Hey, I can praise the Lord. I can say when we were down there praying, I was having these
Thank you, Brother Brian. I appreciate him. Appreciate you, brother. Appreciate those who are devoted in their Christian walk. And like many have said, they know Brother Brian's praying when they ask him to pray, and we know it too. Thank you. Thank you all who joined us this morning and in prayer. All right. Hosea chapter number 14. Hosea 14, that's somewhere in the Old Testament. That's just beyond Daniel. You find Daniel, go to the right. You'll find Hosea. After Hosea is Joel, Amos, Jonah, or Obadiah, Jonah. All right, I want to bow for a quick word of prayer, and then I want to read one verse this morning out of chapter 14, and that is verse number 5. Father, we love you, we thank you, we praise you for all things, the good, bad, the ugly, because we know you're providential. We know you are in charge, and we're thankful that we're not left in charge, because we can mess things up, we can miss the mark, but you're in charge, and we're thankful for that. So, Father, I pray for the next few moments that you would give me a clear head and a calm heart. Lord, I just want to be a vessel that you can use during this hour of preaching. Save the lost and bless the saved is our prayer. In Jesus' name we do pray with thanksgiving in our hearts. Amen and amen. All right, Hosea chapter number 14, verse number 5. The Bible says, I will be as the dew unto Israel. He shall grow as the lily and cast forth his roots as Lebanon. That's going to be our verse this morning, our main text verse. I want to say that a little bit of information about Hosea. Hosea was a prophet, but also a poet. He was both prophet and poet, and you're about to know it. And I'm sure those who study the Bible already know that. He's much like David in his writings, Jeremiah even Job. We can go on and on. Solomon is poetic. And so we have a prophet here, we have a poet, and his prophecy is full of similes and illustrations drawn from natural objects. We know that's what Jesus did. He created and mentioned parables in the New Testament. It would get the attention of those listening more than straight gospel, although he did both. I do want to call your attention this morning to verse number 5, that first phrase where he says, I will be as the dew unto Israel. Hosea uses a beautiful metaphor of dew to show us, to show Israel, how the Lord desires to bless his people and wants to bless his people, help his people, empower his people, refresh his people, and grow his people. So in this chapter, this particular chapter, Hosea gives a plea for Israel to turn back to the Lord from their sinning ways, and he would restore them. Notice verse number 1, if you would. O Israel, return unto the Lord thy God, for thou hast fallen by thine iniquity. Verse number 4. I will heal their backsliding. I will love them freely, for mine anger is turned away from him. And so we have a plea through the prophet Hosea to the people of Israel from God to return to Him. And if they would, they would be healed. I want to say this morning, the truth of the matter is about God and about the subject of sin is that God's grace, His mercy and love transcends His anger. Did you get that? God's grace, His mercy and love transcends or goes beyond His anger, ultimately leading one to a renewed life and growth if they reason with Him. Notice verse number 5, that second phrase. He shall grow as the lily and cast forth his roots as Lebanon. Verse 6, his branches shall spread and his beauty shall be as the olive tree and his smell as Lebanon. Verse 7, they that dwell under his shadow shall return, they shall revive as the corn, grow as the vine, the secret thereof shall be as the wine of Lebanon. Verse 8, Ephraim, listen to this, Ephraim shall say, what have I to do anymore with idols? Amen. I have heard him and observed him. I am like a green fir tree. From me is thy fruit found. And so the Lord here through Hosea is speaking for Israel's return. And if they returned, he would heal them. They would be revived and they would be in a place of growth. What a blessing that is this morning. Therefore, I want to say that God wants to bless his people. Don't turn there, but Jeremiah 29 and verse number 11, the Bible says, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. I want to say this morning that the Lord wants to bless us and he wants to bless his people, but on the same token, we must be positioned right in order for him to bless us. So, let us keep an airtight relationship with him. Listen to this. And whatever happens beyond that point, we're keeping an airtight relationship with Jesus. And whatever happens beyond that point, it's God's providence and problem, not ours. I'm not saying that irreverently. But what I am saying is, If we seek the Lord, if we keep an airtight relationship with him and we're trusting in him, whatever happens beyond that point is providence, is God's working. You see, some things that happen in our life are self-induced. But then there's times where things happen in our life that are providential. I want to be on the side, Brother Ceylon, of providence. I want to be on the side where I've done all that I can do. I'm trusting, obeying the best I can, confessed and repented up to date. And at that point, whatever happens, happens. But if I'm over here and I know I haven't been living right, I know I've been doing some things I shouldn't be doing habitually and continually, and trouble comes, that's going to worry me a little bit. That's going to worry me. But in all cases, God, His love transcends his anger. He will draw us with cords of love, and he will mold us and make us, and he will work everything together for good. But we let us be positioned right. Let us keep an airtight relationship with God, and whatever happens beyond that point, it's God's providence and problem, not ours. That's why me and my family this morning are moving forward in confidence, trusting and knowing that the Lord is going to see Lily through this and see us through this as parents. We're not a perfect family, But we have our scope set on Jesus. We're watching him. He is before us. We're not perfect. Listen, we're human. We laugh loud. We have fun. We go to movies. We do things like that. But at the end of the day, and there's nothing wrong with those things, but at the end of the day, Jesus is the centerpiece in our home. And because of that, I know that he will lead us through, and he will for you as well. So whatever happens beyond this point, it's providence. And we just learn to trust him. This morning I want to look at this phrase. I will be as the dew unto Israel. And I want to preach for a few moments on this subject. The blessing of dew. The blessing of dew. We normally look at dew as a nuisance, don't we? Especially when it comes to the ladies and they do their hair. And they go outside and the dew is there. There's humidity involved with that. And dew coming. And so we ladies look at dew as a nuisance. But so does men. There's times where I wake up and the grass is wet. There's a dew on the ground. And I, especially on Sunday mornings, I park on this side of the driveway and I have like this much driveway to walk on and get in the car. And so sometimes I walk in the little piece of the grass and that dew gets on my shoes and I don't like it. So that's why I'm wearing boots this morning. And so many times we look at dew as a nuisance, don't we? But here in this verse, it is no nuisance, but it's a blessing. God says, I will be. He will be as the dew unto Israel. Therefore, the dew here is a blessing. So this morning, the blessing of dew. I want to give you four things about this subject. The subject of the blessing of dew. And I want to say that there's a reason why dew is used here. There's a reason why the Holy Spirit, through Hosea, chose to use the simile of dew. And so we're going to try to look into that a little bit this morning. Number one, and stay with me, I want us to look at the definition of dew. The definition. Dew is deposits of water droplets formed at night by the condensation of water vapor from the air onto the surface of objects exposed to the sky. Dew forms on clear nights when the air is right and the winds are light. Just hang in there with me. The process that produces the dew begins as the sun begins to set and night begins to fall. Objects that are exposed to the open air cool faster than the air around them. And if it's sufficiently humid, water vapor condenses out of the air and covers the object. Now, with that in mind, what did God mean when he said, I will be like dew to Israel? Well, the explanation has a lot to do with the definition of dew I just gave you and how it's formed. But I want to jump right into point number two because it follows quickly point number one, the delivery of dew. I mentioned the definition of dew, but what about the delivery of dew? Now listen to this. When does dew come? I will say this. Dew comes when conditions are right. Air is right. Winds are light. Dew rests upon things that are still. The delivery of dew. Dew comes in the stillness of night. That's when dew comes. In the stillness of night. When conditions are right, dew comes from above and lightens upon objects, but they have to be still. Our society knows very little about stillness. We live in a fast-paced world, especially with the holidays here. It will be very chaotic, the opposite of stillness. My goodness, don't dare go to Hiram. If you do, pack your patience and pack your Christianity, because it's rough out there. A man was in a hurry taking his 8-year-old to school one morning. He accidentally made an illegal turn and said, "Uh-oh, I didn't mean to turn there." The son said, "It's okay. The cop did the same thing behind us." Being in a hurry, being in living life in the fast lane, not being still. Now, this is kind of comical. I want to give you some ways you're living life too fast. You enter your passwords in the microwave. You're living life too fast. You're not still. You email the person whose desk is next to you. You don't stay in touch with family and friends because you don't have their email. You pull up in your driveway, and I've done this, and you call inside to see if your spouse is home from work yet. All right, what about this one? You're looking for your glasses and they're on your head. You're looking for your keys and they're in your hand. You're looking for your wallet and it's in your pocket. Listen, hey, these are ways you know you're living life too fast. We live in a fast-paced world and we struggle with slowing down and being still. God told Israel that He would be as the dew to them. And so, dew always comes in the stillness of night. And it resides, it rests upon the things that are still. Don't turn there, but I'll give it to you. Psalm 46 and verse number 10 says, "Be still and know that I am God." The phrase "be still" is translated in Hebrew. Get you ready for it? Relax. Relax. Be still. Relax and know that I am God. Easier preached than lived, but it must be preached. It means relax. What about this? It also means to let go or stop. Be still. Relax, let go, stop, and know that I am God. It implies the act of surrender. That is to release all striving and hostility in mind, body, and soul. Jesus is telling us to relax, release all of your hostility in mind, body, and soul. Stop. Relax, be still, and know that I'm God. It's trusting God, surrendering to His plan. It is going along with the process given. It's understanding God is in control when things seem to be out of control. Be still and know that I'm God. We could sum up Psalm 46:10 by saying this. It basically means this phrase, let go and let God. Let go and let God. In order for God to be due unto us, in order for God to be real unto us, to bless us, one thing is needful, and that is stillness. Are y'all getting this? It's stillness. To be covered with heavenly dew, we must be completely still. The Bible says that I will be due unto Israel. Do you need God's touch this morning? Do you need God's blessing this morning? Get still. Do you need God to be real to you? Do you need God in your equation? Do you need to feel His presence? My word to you this morning is stop. It's to relax. It's to trust, to be still this morning. God rebuked Martha and told her to be still. like her sister Mary. Let us this morning, with everything that's in us, learn to be still. Strive to be still. Let us try to be still. Let us be still when all is well. Let us be still in emergencies. Let us just be still today. Let us turn off the TV and radio and sit at Jesus' feet. Let us arrange our schedule so we can sit at Jesus' feet at church. Young people, let us get off of social media a while and sit at Jesus' feet. Young people, middle-aged people, and older people, everybody's on social media, it seems like, just thumbing it up. I think it's time that we get still all across the spectrum, everybody, boys and girls and men and women. Listen, there's chaos in your life. There may be darkness in your life. This is quite the opportunity to get still and allow that heavenly dew to come upon you and refresh you. So we see this morning, there is the stillness here. The stillness. The stillness of night. That's the delivery of the dew. You don't have to answer every call. You don't have to talk to every person that comes to you. If you don't learn how to be still and rest in Jesus, you won't be good for anyone. So we got to learn how to be still. There's another thing I want to mention. Not only that, but the delivery of the dew. The delivery of the dew. I'm sorry, I just mentioned that. Number three, we're on three already. The darkness of the dew. We looked at the definition of dew. The delivery of the dew, but then the darkness of the dew. What do you mean darkness? Dew comes in the darkness of night, but it's gone by sunrise. Don't miss the dew. Israel was in a very dark place. They were away from God. They were sinning, yet the timing was perfect for a good dew. He said he would be as the dew unto Israel. The timing was perfect. Listen, it may be dark in your life, but the timing is perfect for a good dew. God is wanting to use circumstances and situations to lead us to himself, not to drive us away. And might I say, that's what troubles can do if we're not careful. They'll either drive us away from God or they'll drive us to God. But Jesus is wanting to draw us to himself. And sometimes he does that through darkness. Sometimes he does that through stillness. Sometimes he does that through unpleasant situations. But it is an opportunity for his presence to be with you and rest upon you and guide you all through the process. Many times people tend to call on God and draw near to him in dark times, and we should. It's prime time to do so. But I will say, there's nothing like walking with God in the good times. Then when the bad times come, we're able to discern God's dew. We're able to discern his presence and appreciate God's dew and appreciate his presence. We long for God's dew. We wait for God's dew. There's nothing like receiving a fresh dew from God this morning. Some people miss out on the heavenly dew God gives because they have fences or they have walls up in their life. They don't follow the Lord like they once did. And so when troubles come into their life, they resent God. They get mad at God. And they ask God, God, where are you? But this morning, God may be asking the same person, where are you? You remember Adam in the garden when he sinned against God? Adam, where art thou? He knew where Adam was. But he was calling Adam to himself. He wanted him to come forth
He wanted him to fess up. He wanted him to acknowledge what he did. And the Bible says he covered him and Eve with coats of skins. So this morning, we see that sometimes troubles come and they're self-induced. Other times troubles come because they're God-induced or God-allowed. Walk with God in the day, church, and appreciate and anticipate His heavenly dew in the night seasons. Walk with God in the day and appreciate and anticipate His heavenly dew, His closeness in the night seasons. So there's the darkness of dew. Diamonds are beautiful, but much more beautiful on black velvet. The stars are beautiful, but only seen at night. I think about Jonah and this point of the darkness of dew and how it comes at night. I think about Jonah when he was in the belly of the whale. It was dark. It was lonely. You go back and you read the book of Jonah and the descriptive words used and everything. He goes down to the deep and passes the bars. Down, down, down. He is in the belly of the whale. But it was while he was in that dark place where he was able to fully call on God. It was while it was in his disobedience and he even, I believe, gave up on life and he tried to jump overboard. But God in His grace caught him and took him in. And Jonah was in a dark place. Jonah had opportunity. Jonah called on the Lord and the Lord became precious to Jonah. And because of that prayer in his dark place, God gave Jonah another chance at Nineveh. So we see that our dark places in life can be places where we can find the dew in the presence of God. What about Gideon? Gideon was troubled if he would get the victory or not over the enemy. So he threw out a fleece and God sent the dew. And as he requested, and then both ways, first it was the dew on the ground, and then it was a dew on the fleece, or however it was. But God answered that request, and God blessed him. The Bible says in Judges 6:40, and God did so. He sent the dew. James chapter number 4 and verse number 8 says, draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. God can be touched this morning, and you can receive a blessing from Him. He wants to be as the dew unto you. He wants to revive you. He wants to refresh you. He wants to be near to you. So do you need for God to touch you? Cover you with His dew? He will. If you draw close to Him during whatever season you may be going through. That's the darkness of dew. But then lastly this morning, there's the development of dew. The development. And this is going to be verse number 5-7 quickly. Whether it's rain, snow, ice, fog, mist, or dew, it covers the earth and plant life. And there's refreshment and growth. Verse number 5, I will be as the dew unto Israel. He shall grow as the lily, cast forth his roots as Lebanon. His branches shall spread, and his beauty shall be as the olive tree, and his smell as Lebanon. They that dwell under his shadow shall return. They shall revive as the corn and grow as the vine, the scent thereof shall be as the wine of Lebanon. Ephraim shall say, what have I to do anymore with idols? I have heard him, observed him. I am like a green fire tree. From me is thy fruit found. And so the development of dew, God sends His dew. God sends His presence. God walks with us and talks with us, and we engage in Him in prayer. We engage in Him in the Word. And He just covers us with His presence. He walks us through. His Word becomes alive to us. His promises are made real to us. And the result of that is refreshment and growth. You say, Brother Justin, I don't want to be where I'm at this morning. Maybe God wants to grow you up. Have you ever thought, well, I'm grown enough? Oh, no. He knows the exact dial and how far to turn it to get us to grow up a little more. And I'll be the first to say that that's how I'm looking at this situation, being totally transparent and vulnerable before you, that God still wants to grow me up. He wants to grow me up. And God wants to grow all of us up. Now, I will have you turn to Isaiah 55 in conclusion this morning. Isaiah 55, listen to this in verse number 8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and maketh it bring forth in bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. What is God doing? He's developing us through His word, through His promises. I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. Hey, you can count on me. I'm your provider. And as we take His word into our hearts, it's not going to return void. There is something being activated. We are given opportunity to hold Him at His word and to grow in life situations. So there's a development that takes place. The same way that dew lightens upon plant life, and it nourishes it, it revives it, ultimately it grows it. God wants to do that to us this morning. He wants to lighten upon us. He wants us to mature. He wants to elevate our relationship with Him. But you see, only God can get the glory for it. Because we'll tell you, we wouldn't have chosen this road for our family. There is no way that this family can get the glory for what God is doing. There's no way we can get glory for what God is doing. Only He can get glory for it. And I'm sure there's things you've been through that you can testify of that you wouldn't have chosen to go through. But only God can get the glory for it. So maybe God is wanting to get the glory out of your life. Maybe you're going through something that's difficult. Maybe not. Maybe it's a time of blessing for you, and praise the Lord for that. I will say this, though. God wants to be dew in our life. He wants to lighten upon us. He is wanting to be dew in our life. The blessing of dew. Father, we love You today. We thank You. We praise You. God, I just pray You'll take the message and apply it to the heart that needs it the most. I pray, God, that we would just be obedient to You. We love You and we thank You in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand to our feet this morning. If you need to come, why don't you come on the first verse?
All to Jesus I surrender, all to Him I freely give.
Anyone?
I will ever love and trust Him in presence daily live. I surrender all.
Are you saved this morning?
I surrender.
Do you know heaven to be your home?
All to thee, my blessed Savior.
Maybe you're already saved and you just want to come and pray. You come and pray. God wants to be dew unto you. He wants to bring moisture to your dryness.
I surrender humbly at His feet. I bow. Worldly pleasures all forsaken. Take me, Jesus. Take me now.
Pray for these that are praying. You still have time if you need to come.
Oh, to Jesus I surrender. Make me, Savior, wholly thine. Let me feel thy Holy Spirit. Truly know that thou.
I've been up singing this morning. Thank you so very much for that. And thank you for those who responded. Thank you for being here. It's been a good first Sunday of the month here in December. All right, so we got choir practice today.
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock choir practice. Remember that. And thank you. Christmas card table. It's that time of year as well where we send Christmas cards to one another. And so we've got a table out there set up. Thank you, Ms. Leal, for that. Also, remember the CLU Fellowship Christmas lunch here just after the service, after we dismiss. Remember that. And, again, just remember everything going on this month. And Lord willing, we'll see you tonight at 5 o'clock for the service. And do we have anything else to mention before we conclude? All hearts cleared before we go. All right. Well, we'll be dismissed in a word of prayer. Everybody have a great day.
Father, we do thank you for the opportunity we've had to be in your house this morning. Lord, we thank you for the dew. Lord, how you blessed us and allowed us to grow from things that we go through. Lord, I pray that you just, again, be with us through this day. Be with the COU this afternoon. Lord, as they're downstairs, give them a great time together and a great meal. Lord, thank you for this season, for what it means to us. And Lord, you truly are the reason for the season. Help us to remember that. Lord, I pray that you would just be with our pastor and their family, Miss Lily and Christy. You know exactly what's needed there. Lord, we lift them up to you this morning. We'll continue to do so in the days to come. Lord, give us a great day. Bring us back tonight. We'll praise you and thank you for all that's accomplished. In Jesus' name, amen.